Let's catch you up to date with traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Here's Ricky Meese.
We still have delays southbound on I-15 as you're leaving downtown Salt Lake City. They're going to continue solid to Bangor Highway. Northbound I-15 also seeing slowdowns that stretch from at the bottom end of Draper right on up to 7200 south. But so far, so good on I-215's West Belt going southbound between California Avenue and Taylorsville. Dave Meekum.
Plenty of slow traffic for you getting into Utah County with an earlier accident near the SR-92 ramps. You've got delays from that spot backed up all the way over the point. Matter of fact, you're still looking at delays back to almost Bangor Highways. Matter of fact, they are back to Bangor Highway. So if you're heading over the point, expect those delays. When you get past SR-92, it'll break up a little bit. But now we're watching delays build at 2100 North for southbounders in Lehigh. Mark?
If you are not a big fan of sitting in heavy traffic, the Davis County commute is not for you. Northbound I-15, now you're backed up to the North Interchange, all the way up to 2100 North Centerville. That was a pretty bad crash. At one time had multiple lanes shut down. KSL Trap Trooper Kevin says Legacy Parkway is not a good option, and it is not. And 215 is getting filled in as well up from I-80. The rest of the drive on I-15 northbound is normal delays in Davis County from Highway 89 at Layton Hills Mall. Valley Office Systems, a RICO Service of Excellent Award winner, 3 years running. The only authorized RICO dealer on the Wasatch Front. Set up your in-office technology assessment today. ValleyOfficeSystems.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.